Brendan Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Preds win last night over the Dallas Stars. First game in the division, first game in the Western Conference, and they handle business, not with relative ease, but a good quality win, probably the best performance overall. And, of course, obviously the big game against Chicago coming up on Saturday evening. ESPN 102.5 The Game is your flagship station for the reigning Western Conference champions, and we hang banners for it and don't apologize. The Nashville Predators, follow us on Instagram, Pittsburgh, and Twitter, and like us on Facebook to keep up with all things Smashville. Twitter at 102.5 The Game, Instagram at The Game Nashville, Facebook .com/TheGameNashville. Hal Gill joining us here, of course. You can hear him every team broadcast there again Saturday night against the Chicago Blackhawks in the United Center. Hal, thank you for joining us, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Just having my coffee and excited to talk more hockey because we got Chicago coming up.
Well, let me ask you a question first. You played 16 very distinguished seasons in the NHL. I believe you made the playoffs 7 times. You had a great career. I'm a big fan of yours. How many seasons? Well, now here's the but. How many seasons? Sam Girard scored his first goal last night. How many seasons did you play in the NHL out of those 16 that you did not score as many goals as Sam Girard has now scored in 2 games?
Are you going to ask me how many goals? How many times I got blanked?
Is that what you said? Or had one?
It's not. Hey, I know the kid makes it look easy scoring goals, but it's not that easy. You know? That wasn't my thing. You know, I didn't like taking all that glory. I wanted my teammates to get all the glory. You know, I was a good teammate like that.
The answer is 5. Sam Girard has matched your scoring total for 5 of your 16 seasons. Just if you wanted
to know. That's how good he is. That's how good he is. Impressive, huh?
No, I mean, really, and listen, I kid with you, obviously, but Sam is—he's a guy that's the talent is just so obvious. He's starting to make the Predators' decision a lot tougher, is he not?
I think so. There's when you get into a game, and I don't think when we were looking at him in the beginning of the season, I don't think we were looking at a booming shot as one of his attributes, but you know, he used it twice. Last night, one for a goal and one he forced the goalie into a bad rebound that resulted in a Forsberg goal. So that's 2 times that a shot became a weapon, and that's not even one of his, you know, I guess obviously the coaches knew about it, but I don't think we really saw it, the big, heavy shot that he has. So he's doing everything right. He was much more poised last night than he was the first game, and I assume it's just going to get – he's going to just keep developing more and more as he plays. So, he's a tough guy to leave out of your lineup right now.
You look at the performance yesterday, Pekka Rinne playing very well. Offensively, they get going. Defensively, they play relatively well as well. The most complete performance of the season. What was the difference last night in your mind versus the first 3 games?
Well, the first period was a stinker, I thought. I think Laviolette referred to it as the puck was bouncing everywhere, but the execution wasn't there in the first period. After that, it came out, and the beginning of that second period, they got a goal, they got a fight, they got everything going their way, and then another goal. It was exactly how the Predators want to play. They got into the zone. They had smooth entries into the zone, and they established a forecheck. They did all the things that they wanted to do in the offensive zone, such as, you know, you saw a lot more high cycles. The D were activating. Ekholm was all over the ice. Girard was all over the ice. So I think that's what, you know, when Laviolette talks about an identity, that's what their identity is. And you saw that for 2 periods. And it's tough to play against when those guys are clicking and moving. And that's the first complete 2 periods, I thought. I don't think it was perfect, but I think it's as close as we've seen to what the Predators can be this year in those last 2 periods. I'm leaving out that first period just because it was a little sloppy.
Hal Gill joining us here talking Nashville Predators and obviously game against Chicago coming up Saturday night, coverage right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. I think what's interesting, Philip Forsberg is starting to show people all the things that kind of we've all thought were possible with him. It took him a long time to get going the last couple of years as far as scoring goes. That's certainly not the case this year. Is he doing something different this year to get off to this hot start?
Yeah, it's funny how everyone, we talked about it a bit last night, everyone, you know, talks about a slow start, and sometimes that's just, I think goal scorers, listen to me talk like I know about goal scorers, but sometimes goal scorers, it just doesn't go their way. They do all the right things, and it isn't clicking for whatever reason. And I don't worry about guys that can score goals. I worry about them getting their chances. And if they're getting, you know, Philip Forsberg, his shot is so good. If he gets his chances, they're going to go in. It's just a matter of time. And it took a while last year, and I think this year, you know, maybe there's a little more confidence there, a little more calm in his game that he can go out and just play his game. And, you know, like the goal he had last night was a rebound that went right to him because he was in the right spot. And when he gets a chance like that, he's going to bury it. So I don't think it's something that you necessarily worry about with Peter Forsberg. They call him Peter.
Yep.
Philip Forsberg. I just think it's something that's going to come, and he's such an elite level talent. I don't see many teams that are going to keep him off the score sheet, and I think it's an exciting year for him because he looks really comfortable in the game.
You know, we still got 77 games left to go or whatever, and so I'm not sure you could put too much gravity or weight onto one game. But you have to think Chicago is going to be very angry about how the end of last season ended for them, and they're at home. And this strikes me as an opportunity for the Predators to make a really big early season statement, as much as you can in Game 5. How difficult a job is that going to be, and how big a statement would that be if the Preds come away with a win in the United Center?
Yeah, the NHL is so close right now. All the teams are, you know, it's such a tight league that every game becomes a statement at some point. But this game, definitely, you know, you look at the way that Chicago has played and come out, the determination from Taves, you know, I think they were bitter, obviously, about the playoff exit last year. And now they get a chance at home, like you said, at home against the Preds. I'm sure they're ready to play. I'm sure they mark this on their calendar as they're going to look at it as a – and isn't that a different way of looking at it? They're going to look at it at this game as a bar, as opposed to the Preds always looking at is where do you set yourself and where do you stand in the NHL. So teams are looking at the Preds now, and, of course, you always have respect for Chicago and what they can do, and this year they're doing it really well. So it should make for I think it's going to be a high-energy game. I think it's going to be fast. Like you said, if the Preds can make a statement with this, it's a good way to set up the beginning of your season. You know, after the two losses, then you get two big wins, and then to go into Chicago and win would be a huge statement.
Hal, always a pleasure, man. Love talking with you. I'm going to keep adding goals to your ledger, buddy.
Please do, please.
Thanks, man. We'll be listening, dude.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Absolutely. Hal Gill there on the broadcast, of course, with the great Pete Weber coming up Saturday evening against the Chicago Blackhawks. I think the Preds are playing with some house money, though. So I'll explain what that means when we come back. We've got a special in-studio guest as well. So don't go anywhere. Braden and Fitz, ESPN.